Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
What is obedience in our walk with God? Am I being obedient before God? Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and tonight the family discusses some very interesting aspects of our walk with our Father. Let's listen in.
There's a word, and it's obedience. The Israelites built a golden calf out of disobedience, out of fear.
Right, exactly.
Moses hit the rock out of disobedience. David did some things that were just plain disobedience. And I think the importance of what God is doing in each one of us, finding Him collectively in one another, I find it easier to obey God because I know you, because I'm walking with you, and because I hear God's voice coming out of your mouth, and I can see you. There's something about that that makes obedience easier, and I look at it that He's appearing, His parousia, His appearing, because He's appearing in a many-membered body.
Yeah.
He's appearing in you. He's appearing in me. And the word obedience has, in my thinking, it's like that means if I have to think, God, I'm going to obey you, then I need to be mature. I don't want to obey you. I want to have within me an automatic thing that does what you say to do without using obedience as a form of way of making a decision.
Right.
Am I going to obey? That goes back to that rich young ruler. He wasn't willing to obey. And so I pray, Lord, give me the willingness that every time you speak, it's an automatic. Lord, give me the initiative to come to you and say, tell me what to do, Lord. And I don't stop and weigh it, that it becomes an automatic. Right. And I think that's what Christ died for. He died that we could have what He had, and I'm very sure He had that. I only do what I see the Father do, and I feel that we are enablers of each other to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That Christ in you, He's not afar off. I can find Him. All I have to do is look, open my eyes and look around. He's there. And to me, that is so exciting because I've found what the rich young ruler wanted but couldn't get because he wasn't willing.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't willing to give up all those things which were his, because we're giving up everything we are of ourselves to become a part of the body of Christ. And that's what the kingdom's all about. All about the King reigns in each one of our hearts.
I want to go back to what you were saying about obedience and try to come at it in a different direction. Something, when you said that, a light went on in me. I think you have to start wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So obedience may mean something different for each person. But if they're headed towards, if their motivation is to walk with the Lord, it's okay. Start wherever you're at, start. But I think the ending point is the nature of Christ worked in you. And no longer is it a question whether you're going to be obedient. That thought doesn't even come in your mind any longer, because now you have the mind of Christ. You have the heart of the Father. And I think that's where Christ came to in His walk, is He received, because of the things He went through, you know, He learned obedience through the things He suffered. There was an impartation from the Father to Him. His ending point wasn't, well, God's disciplined me so much, now I'm going to do what He tells me because I don't want to be disciplined anymore. That wasn't it.
Correct.
He received an impartation of the Father's heart and His thinking, his spirit. And there was an impartation to him. He had to come to an awareness that I've received a transformation experience where I am one with the Father. And that's a change of nature. That's not something you work up, but I do believe it's something you work towards. I believe it's a daily exercise of your spirit, your heart towards the Lord. He does the rest of the impartation. He does it all, really. He draws you and you take a baby step and he imparts to you. You take another baby step and he imparts to you. And pretty soon, you're walking with him. And pretty soon, you're becoming one with him. You're thinking the thoughts of Christ. And you may not even realize it. I don't know how that all unfolds. But there's a transformation. We're talking about a metamorphosis from the worm to the butterfly.
We've learned that learning obedience as Christ did is essential to our walk with our Father. Seeing, hearing, and developing a relationship with Christ and others helps us in our life to be obedient to Him.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.